One person is dead and several others were hurt in a Friday crash in Muskingum County. Harvey Buell of Frazeesburg was killed after reportedly going left of center on Raiders Road and hitting a minivan head-on driven by Georgia Reber, also of Frazeesburg. Reber and six others in the van were hurt. The crash is under investigation. National Church Residences is creating Hebron Station, an affordable senior housing project at 3272 Hebron Road in Hebron. 42 units for those 55 and up are on the way, which should help address housing demand in Licking County. Unit rents will vary based on income. Leasing and application information will be released later this summer. The Fairfield County Commissioners have approved a $68 million budget for 2025, which is a 5% drop from 2024. The Sheriff's Office takes up the biggest chunk of change each year. Commissioners are allocating over $20 million, or about 30% of the budget, to law enforcement and the jail. Merit-based raises of up to 5% for non-bargaining employees are also included in the budget. I'm Eric Brown reporting. Lancaster police are investigating a fatal hit-and-run accident involving a pedestrian Friday night. 74-year-old Charles Casey of Lancaster died after being hit by an unknown vehicle in the 1600 block of East Main Street around 8 p.m. If you have any information about the accident, please call the Lancaster Police. Plain Township Fire Chief Patrick Connor says that with the recent fire levy approval, crews can continue delivering exceptional service to the community. The fire department will begin the process to replace a fire engine and a medic. Chief Connor says they will also start planning for a second fire station to reduce response times in rural areas. Mount Vernon City Council tonight is holding a special meeting to address dishonest employees. Council kicks off at 7:25 for a committee chat on the issue. Then at 7:30 during their session, council will vote on a resolution for the Safety Service Director to obtain an employee dishonesty and faithful performance insurance policy. I'm Eric Brown reporting.